Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
The Jeep Grand Cherokee 4xe plug-in hybrid is built for the best of both worlds. For the city buzz, for the call of the wild, for finding solitude, for sharing memories, for day trips, and for far-roaming adventures. Because with gas and electric capability, the Jeep Grand Cherokee 4xe inspires you to explore more, to explore it all. Tap the banner to learn more. Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Alright, welcome back to the Survival and Basic Badass Podcast. Today, well, we're going to talk about coffee. And I don't know, a lot of us, I think, need coffee to start the day.
Yeah, it's pretty standard.
Yeah.
It's pretty standard for most Americans. I'm one of them, you know?
Right. People are like, oh, you know, it seems like you have a bottomless coffee cup in your podcast because you're going for it. And it's usually because about, well, because I talk so much that after I get to a point, it's like ice cold. And so I'm getting these tiny sips, you know, like little bit to just kind of get there. Right. But yeah, so we're going to kind of, I did some research and there's a lot of substitutes out there. I didn't say great substitutes. I'm saying ways that you can kind of fill that void in your heart with some warm beverage that will hopefully make life a little bit easier in the apocalypse. But we have some creative alternatives. And I will say, I think there is an option for everybody here. Like, I have a lot on the table where there's going to be a way that you can fill this void and, you know, make everything a little bit better.
Right.
First off, I do want to say we're talking about like finding plants in the garden and in nature. And if you can't recognize plants or know what the right one is, that's, you know, that's kind of on you. It's up to you to, you know, kind of figure out somebody who's going to show you how or learn on your own and put some effort. Or if you're the kind of guy that likes to take risks, you could, you know, figure that shit out on your own. Maybe talk to a doctor if these are good ideas. You know, I don't know. These aren't necessarily my, you know, not the end all, right? I'm not saying that, you know, this is absolutely great and whatever. I'm saying these are things that people are doing and you might want to consider yourself.
Right. It's like, don't go out mushroom hunting if you don't know what the hell you're doing, you know?
It could end badly.
Right.
I mean, even Kevin, who has been known to throw out some reckless advice, would say, you know, hey, you know, kind of call before you dig, right?
Yeah.
Check somebody. All right.
No, that's resulted in a lot of bad situations in my life where I had to show up and somebody is like, I don't know, I was digging this hole and it's just filling up with water now. I don't know what's going on.
I just wanted to put new plants here. I just want plants. You can't deny me that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I actually have a quote from Ben Franklin. Among the numerous luxuries of the table, coffee may be considered as one of the most valuable. It excites cheerfulness without intoxication and the pleasing flow of spirits which it occasions is never followed by sadness, languor, or debility. So I'm just saying, throughout American history, coffee's been held with high esteem.
And yeah, I mean, coffee is very much a an American beverage in the sense that, you know, we swore off tea. The British aren't drinking as much coffee as we are. You know, most places in the world drink more tea than they drink coffee, except for Italy and some places in the Middle East. And, you know, a few countries in Europe drink more coffee than tea, but for the most part, it's a tea world. And, you know, we're just living in it.
We're living in a tea world. So, all right, let's kind of jump into it. So first one that kind of is pretty popular in the whole prepper world kind of thing is chicory root.
Right.
Chicory grows really well in the Northeast, Kentucky, North and Southeast, actually. And mm-hmm. it basically is like a wildflower you see on the side of the highway kind of thing is where people always have it. It's basically considered like a weed.
Yeah, I run that over with my lawnmower.
Right, right. It's a purple flower that looks pretty awesome, actually. And it's very invasive. So once it starts growing, it does kind of spread everywhere. But nobody ever complained about having too much coffee growing in their yard. So I don't think that would be a big problem. One of the things to keep in mind is, are they spraying all kinds of pesticides and stuff on wherever you're picking your wildflowers or whatever? Something to think about.
That's just flavoring.
A lot of these things, they have the big disclaimer of too much of anything is kind of bad for you.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, oh, well, you know, this can be toxic if you have, you know, tons and tons of it. So whatever, keep that in mind. All right. Just, you know, be aware that a lot of these plants, you know, are meant to be in moderation. But that's it. Find something that seems like you can grow it, you know where it is, and try it out and do some research on your own and kind of expand it. But basically, chicory, you dig it up, you take up the root, and the root's kind of like a carrot or a tuber kind of thing. It's not orange like a carrot. It's kind of brown. But basically, you chop it up small. A lot of these roots, seeds, everything, you're going to chop it up and roast it. If you were doing it in the oven, you'd do like 350 for like 30 minutes. Then you grind it into a powder and you cook it just like coffee, right? Mm-hmm. Obviously, you know, in an outdoor survival prepper situation, whatever, you're probably not using your regular oven.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, whatever. You can figure it out, it turns out. When I get temperature and the times, it's so you have an idea of what you're looking at. You know, you guys have to use a little, you know, something on your own, a little creativity. Right. All right. We'll say that. All right. So chicory, that's probably my number one. If you guys have ever been in New Orleans, there's that Cafe du Monde is the trendy coffee place. And their big thing is that it's like half coffee, half chicory.
Mm-hmm.
People really like the unique, I believe they say, nutty flavor, right?
Right, and right. But it's yeah, so it's low in caffeine, though. So you're not going to get the same kind of like boost that you're going to get from coffee.
Yeah, no caffeine. So almost all these, unless I tell you otherwise, you're not going to get caffeine from it. So right. This is
just tastes like coffee.
A warm, brown, comforting liquid that's going to remind you of home. How about that? Next would be dandelion coffee.
Right. Dandelion is an interesting plant because it was kind of like, it used to be like a standard that you had dandelions in your lawn.
Yeah.
And then, you know, and then they came out with, herbicides that killed wide, you know, broadleaf plants. And then they're like, eh, dandelions are weeds. You really should kill those all off because they're shit killed off dandelions, just like clover. We got to get right. Clover's no good. No, you'd be better off if you had your entire lawn of clover and dandelions than you would with grass, because grass doesn't do shit.
Now, dandelion coffee, as well as there's another one called so thistle. All right. Both of those, you're going to go for the root. Now, dandelion and so thistle look about the same. So thistle is like the skinnier kind of... I have a picture that maybe I can show somebody. Anyway, so thistle is like taller dandelions, basically. Yeah. You know, they'll grow like a foot high, foot and a half high.
Similar. Yep.
But the flower basically looks the same. Either way, those you're taking the root and you're chopping it up. Dandelions and so thistle.
Right. Now you're gonna roast that like coffee too, right? Like
the what I read was 250 degrees for about 2 hours. So slow and low. You know, it's done when it's a dark and fragrant, whatever that means.
All right. All right.
So that, that's
now dandelions are interesting because you can eat the leaves, right? You can use the roots for a coffee substitute and you can use the flower for dandelion wine. So it's like a all inclusive, you know?
I don't know what else you'd want. Next, you guys have maybe seen on YouTube and stuff, there's Survival Lily. I think she's going to be at Prepper Camp, actually.
Okay.
Just putting that out there because I'm going to be at Prepper Camp.
Chuck's going to be at Prepper Camp?
Be at Prepper Camp.
Everybody can be at Prepper Camp if they want.
Right. But I was watching one of her videos where she did acorn coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knows how to find acorns. All right. So oak tree.
All over the place.
They're all over the place. Maybe just rob a squirrel. Now, you've heard about eating acorns that they have the tannins in it that are kind of bitter and poisonous. Mm-hmm. That, right? So she has a video on YouTube if you want to search out acorn coffee. But basically, you gather up the acorns, you peel the skin, you chop it, crush it. It basically looks like you chop it till it's like crushed nuts at McDonald's, the little baggie, like that size.
Yep.
And you put it in a pot with water, you boil it, you dump it out, and you basically do this about 5 or 6 times where you boil it and dump it out. And you basically want to taste one, you know, at about 5 times and make sure they're not bitter.
Right.
The bitter is the tannins, you know, that's, and again, it's toxic. It's going to give you a bellyache, I guess, if you didn't boil them at all. You know, you eat acorns, you're going to get sick unless you get rid of the tannins.
Right.
You do that, you roast them, you roast the nuts, and you end up like kind of grinding it up like mush. And you can actually eat that mush or the paste. But you could also go ahead and, you know, dry it out, grind it up, or sorry, and then make coffee out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Out of the, like, it's basically you take the mush and you kind of brew right through it. You don't even need to roast it at that point, you know, once you, after all the boiling. So, saying acorn coffee, something you know.
Right, right. Let's talk about a couple of things that do have caffeine.
Oh, I like caffeine.
Now, if you're a prepper and you're really prepping, your best bet is to get a bunch of coffee beans and store them. So when shit goes down, you can actually just pull the coffee beans out and grind them up and you got coffee. That's simple. Easy fix, right?
Yeah.
But there's other stuff you can store that's just as easy to store or even actually easier to store. Things like black tea and green tea. They have caffeine in them. It's awfully British, you know. I'm not a big fan of the Brits as far as their lifestyle.
Don't drink coffee like we drink.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I know British people that I like. I like most British people. I just don't like the life they live, you know? Fucking beans and toast for breakfast? Get out of here, man. That's disgusting sounding. But whatever. Do what you want. So black tea, green tea, and, you know, you can actually make a cup of tea with less leaves than coffee grounds. It's kind of easy to store, you know what I mean? You have a big pack of dried leaves and you can store that indefinitely, basically.
Yeah, but I feel like a tea bag full of stuff, if it's already pre-done, is about equal to an instant pack of coffee.
Yeah, well, you're probably right?
Why not go for the gold? The only thing I would say about British people is I like Hugh Laurie, but only when he's talking with an American accent and pretending to be an American. So I mean, there's that.
Yeah.
That would be house for those of you that don't know. And okay.
When I now another thing that has caffeine, obviously, is soda. A lot of people, you know, buy the cases, the 12 packs, and stick them in their garage and whatever. You have fat kids and you want to make sure that they get their daily quota of sugar. You can stockpile all sorts of soda that, you know, doesn't have to be refrigerated. It'll last forever. You know, you just stick it in the closet, in the cabinet. That's fine. Whatever. Be careful though, because not all soda has caffeine in it, obviously. You know, Sprite and I think Diet Coke. Does Diet Coke not have caffeine? Or is that just caffeine-free Coke? I don't know. Either way, who's doing that? Who's drinking the diet sodas? I don't know. When I was in South America, when I was in Argentina I spent a summer in Argentina when I was younger. They drank yerba mate, which is it's like a tea.
That was festive.
Yeah, it's like a tea. Mate is, it's like a, it's a leaf that they grind up. Now coffee, a cup of coffee has 95 milligrams of caffeine in it. Black tea has 47, green tea has 40. So it's, you know, caffeine free coffee has about 40 grams of caffeine in it. It's not free of caffeine. It just has less caffeine.
Less.
So,
you know, if you're a mate kind of person. Mm-hmm. Black tea might be right for you.
Right.
Or like mate. Spinach.
What's that?
Nothing.
Yerba mate has just as much as coffee does, though. It's a, you know, lot of caffeine in there, and it doesn't taste bad. It's not bad at all. And when I was in Argentina, they don't drink coffee. They don't drink tea. They drink mate. And basically what they do is they make it like they put it in a cup, the mate leaves, fill it with hot water, and then they drink it out of a straw that has like you know, like holes on the bottom of it, like little holes, so it filters it out, you know. So it's like you know, it's decent. It's not bad, and you can store that just like you can store tea, and it's not very expensive. It's you know, it's pretty decent. So just another option for you. You can fill up with yerba mate. You can fill up with the black tea. You can fill up with green tea. But I really recommend, if you're a coffee drinker, stockpile your coffee beans. You know, coffee beans will last a lot longer than ground coffee. And, you know, ground coffee, as long as you keep it airtight. Black Rifle
coffee has, it's not cheap, but has the big 5-pound bags that are sealed. Mm-hmm. Again, I don't know how long they're going to last, but I bet you crappy coffee is better than no coffee.
Yeah.
And by crappy, I just mean if it's gone old, you know,
right.
Whatever. They're vacuum sealed. They'll probably last a long time. You guys know my Patriot Supply. They have a ton that, you know, they sell, but honestly, it's not cheap. But I think right now it's like 720 servings is like $95. But I got to say, that sounds like you and the wife each having a cup of coffee for another year for $95. Now, mind you, one cup of coffee in the morning, but when you're down to zero, one sounds pretty good. You know, I know you're like, well, I drink more than one cup of coffee in the morning. I know I sure as hell do. But, you know, that might be something. Another thing you might want to consider that stores well and is great for the apocalypse, and that would be whiskey. Whiskey is a great alternative to coffee. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
I do know locally we have some kind of crappy coffee called crappy whiskey called Aristocrat whiskey.
Yeah.
This is like your, you know, Kevin, I can't even use the derogatory terms, maybe wino, I don't know. But this stuff is about $6 a bottle here. And I tasted it, and it's pretty freaking good. And I'm like,
whenever something is labeled as Aristocrat, you can guarantee that no aristocrat has ever drank it.
But I checked it out and I was like, oh, So this isn't bad. And so now whenever I buy a bottle of liquor, I buy like two of those to just throw in the cart and even it out.
Yeah.
And then I have like cases of it, you know, stocked up in the barn, you know, up in the loft or whatever. And I'm like, my barn doesn't really have a loft, but it is in the barn.
But if, I mean, if you have, you know, if you have, haven't had whiskey in weeks and you're, you know, you've been living with the lights out and, you know, pooping in a bucket, a little bit of whiskey that isn't even, doesn't even have to be good. It goes a long way.
Now back to your theme of caffeine.
Mm-hmm.
There is only one plant native to North America, well, to the US, that is caffeine producing and kicks ass. And it is called Yapon Holly. Now, I could be saying it wrong. It's Yaupon Holly. It predominantly grows in the Southeast. I know people have it in Texas. Basically the berries are bad. They're like red, they're like poison, or no, but you want to bake the leaves and then, you know, dry them out, filter it in water. It ends up making a sweet green tea that, is got caffeine in it and could be living your best life with sweet green tea. You bring all the girls over, have morning sweet tea. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I think that women drink tea and men don't, because I'm an American.
I mean, that's kind of the standard. I feel like a lot of people here that drink coffee that are listening to this podcast, their wife only drinks tea. My wife only drinks tea. She doesn't drink coffee.
I got to say, I know quite a few girls out there that drink coffee, though. So I don't know where we're going with this. But,
but I've always said, you know, I like my coffee like – I like my women black and bitter.
Oh, I thought you were going to say ground up and in the freezer. Whatever.
Whatever.
You knew there was going to be a coffee joke in this episode, right? Mm-hmm. It had to be there.
I'm only getting warmed up, man.
Come on. So there's another plant called Curly Doc. I pick this a lot cause I'm picking it for my rabbits cause they eat it. The whole plant is pretty much edible, where you have a big broad leaf. And again, this is like a weed in your yard that you see all the time. And the stem is edible. People eat these all the time. I do have, but this one, you're not making it out of the leaf or the root. This one is actually out of the seeds.
Right.
So I got another picture of it. It grows like tall, kind of burr like seeds, you know, towards the fall, you know, as the season goes on. And this is another one where you want to eat it in moderation. But again, you would roast the seeds 350 for about an hour. It's nutty and fragrant. And basically, you know, you make like another coffee substitute, and it's not that bad, is what I'm told. I haven't had that one. Mm-hmm. I've had a few of these. I've had acorn coffee. I've had the chicory. But the others, I haven't been down that road. I've had stuff with dandelion, but not dandelion coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin is always bragging about dandelion wine. Is that the...
I've never made it, but I looked it up. It's not that hard to make, you know. It's not.
And wine sounds like something better than water.
That's right.
Right? Maybe I have a problem. There's another one called the Kentucky coffee tree.
Mm-hmm.
The Kentucky coffee tree is like a legume tree. So legumes are, you know, seeds with pods with seeds in it kind of thing. Right. They, turns out they grow in Kentucky, but they grow, you know, in the Southeast. They have pods like this, and you end up, they're like purplish and seeds in it. You basically take the beans, roast them, and make coffee out of that. It's a big, kind of looks like a locust tree. They're pretty awesome, though. It's something you might want to look into if you're in the Southeast, see what kind of you know, what these look like. I haven't tried that one. I don't know. But again, it's another option that you can kind of look into and check out. But I don't know. What else you got on the list, Kevin? Anything?
Well, I got a couple of things. We've got kombucha, which I've never drank, and it sounds terrible. It seems like some sort of a weird health drink that's got a little bit of alcohol in it, and it tastes like vinegar. I'm not really sure because I never drank it.
Is that something we can make ourselves, or is that like, is that just the crap left over in the compost pile?
I think that's basically what it is.
That's what kombucha looks like. So
yeah, it's what it looks like, and it's what it smells like. I've never drank it because I'm not some dirty hippie, but whatever. Hot chocolate. You get those little packs, you know, you could get those little powdered packs, get a whole box of them for a couple of bucks and stick them in the back of your cabinet. Kids love it. It's got a little bit of caffeine. So hot chocolate's about 10 milligrams. Again, coffee's 95 milligrams. So you got a good ways to go. But if you just ate chocolate, an ounce of chocolate has 12 milligrams. So ounce by ounce, chocolate has more than coffee does. But I mean, eating 8 ounces of chocolate is pretty kind of gross, you know?
Yeah.
Whatever, pick out if you want to, but you know, so it's the same thing. It's not like you're making chocolate in your backyard. It's not like you know, this is something that you would have to store, and storing chocolate is a lot more difficult than storing, you know, coffee or green tea. And rats love chocolate, man. There's actually a limit on how much rat hair can be in chocolate to sell. You know what I mean? Because you're never going to keep all the rat hair out of chocolate when you're making it. So it has to be a limited amount. You know, you can only have this much rat hair in your chocolate when you're producing it. So keep that in mind when you're eating chocolate, that there's ground up rat hair in there too. So
Kevin, you're not making my morning go better.
No.
Grabbing the fresh cup of Java and no, I'm not thinking about rat hair. No, rat hair? Say, if you have cocoa, people are going to want to be your friend, right? They haven't had sugar. They're hating the world and they haven't had chocolate. And all of a sudden you break out the packs of cocoa. It's kind of like I used to store a number 10 can of peaches. Uh-huh. I'm like in the apocalypse.
Who doesn't want a peach?
Going to be like peaches. And I'm going to be like, yep. And all the, you know, everybody's going to want to come hang out with me.
Right.
And the wife was like, we're not keeping these damn peaches anymore. And she just did something with
them. Eat them or throw them out. I hear that a lot.
Yeah. It's a bad world we live in.
So I got this super disgusting friend that gave me these.
That sounds right.
It was canned boiled peanuts. So they're whole peanuts with the shell and everything. And
it's you eat a the whole thing. These boiled peanuts.
Yeah, eat the shell, the whole thing. I've had these cans for like 3 years, and every once in a while, I'll look at them and be like, "Nah, that seems too fucking gross." One of these days, I'll have to do like a short video of me opening them up and trying them out. But it looks super disgusting. And you know, super disgusting. I'm gross. I do gross shit. I'll eat them.
We'll now, what are the is it tamales, I think, that come in the corn husk?
Yep.
And you're not supposed to eat the corn husk.
No.
I'd never had a tamale. I know you hear about them all the time. I'd never had one until the other day. And I open it up and I'm like, what the hell? And the guy hands me like a little baggie, a hot sauce kind of thing. It's like green, whatever. And it's got the like paste inside. And he's like, oh, you don't eat the husk. No, I didn't start. I was just opening it. I was like, I don't know. And, but yeah, other people were like, I've been eating the husk all this time. So I just thought I'd put that out there. And I'm like,
really?
That's not what you want to do.
Apparently. I lived in Southern California for a while. And that was a big thing. There's always some lady going around with a cart or had her trunk open, was just selling tamales out of the back. A friend of mine that I worked with brought in tamales. He's a Mexican dude, tamales and, gave me one for, you know, at lunchtime. And I was eating it. It was shrimp tamales, which is okay, fancy.
Right. Yeah.
And then I started eating and I realized it was not as fancy as I thought it was because it was the whole shrimp, the legs, the shell, everything was in there.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, oh, this is gross. Like, I'm eating the shells. And he's like, you're so white, man. Only
so
white, white
person. Privileged.
No, dude. That's gross. I don't care what you say. I'm not eating the whole shell of the crustacean that you got in your baked in your cornbread here. It's disgusting. But apparently, you know, I'm a white person and that's just one of my handicaps when it comes to eating tamales.
We're limited. You know, it's what is it, first world problems?
Yeah.
It's different. Now, a lot of you are asking, well, why can't I just grow coffee for the apocalypse? Like, right? Cut it off at the, you know, at the chase here and whatever. But it turns out coffee dies coffee plants at 55 degrees. So if you're ever going to see below 55, it's not going to work out for you. Mm-hmm. Now, Hawaii, you can grow coffee. Puerto Rico, yes. Basically, you want to be on the equator. So maybe that's an option. Maybe you just say, you know what, screw this. I'm moving to Belize. I'm just going to live somewhere. Yeah, I don't even know if you can grow coffee in Belize. I don't know if it's quite, but I assume if the other place.
Yeah, no, you're probably good.
So, you know, whatever. That's an option. And if coffee's that important to you, then maybe that's the right answer for you. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Little side now, tamales, but it was a new experience for me. I thought I knew because I go to Taco Bell all the time.
So right. And you knew,
I know what it all
you thought
about.
Taco Bell was selling actual Mexican food, right? But it's not.
Like, I know all about it. And then somebody, you know, from, and again, not from Mexico, but from somewhere in South America, he told me what country he was from, but you know how it is. You're like, yeah, that one. Yeah.
Honduras. And I knew it. They all kind of mixed
together. They're all the same. Yeah. I'm like, I don't know. I still can't figure out how many countries there are in North America. It's very hard for me.
Yeah, no, it's confusing because it's not three.
That's what you learn in school.
Yeah, I thought it was three, but there's like six of them that are part of North America. So whatever that means, I don't even know
what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway.
Is Panama in North America? I don't even know. Who knows?
Dude, who knows? I know Panama City, Florida.
Yeah.
That's the Panama I know.
They call the Redneck Riviera, Panama City. If you're a redneck, that's where you go for vacations, you know? A lot of terrible strip clubs in Panama City. I got stories, but...
You have stories?
This is a family-friendly show. Oh, so.
Yeah, because we always talk about the family things on the Survival and Basic Badass podcast.
Right.
It turns out we should be telling people to like and subscribe to our channel. I'm told that if we don't do that, and you're actually supposed to mention that at the beginning of the episode and not the beginning or not the end. Sorry.
Not the end. You're supposed to like and subscribe.
You have half the people or maybe a tenth of the people at the end of the episode that you do in the beginning.
Right. Well, I know when I'm listening to a podcast and the hosts start rambling on about random shit, I turn that shit off and move on to the next one. So
Kevin, that hurts.
I mean, that's my favorite part of the show when I'm doing it. But now another substitute for
they would have missed this one. Yeah, if
they would have missed this one. So this is something I actually grow in my yard.
Oh,
it's lemon balm.
Ooh.
Now you can make tea out of that, and it's reasonable. It you know tastes decent. I actually have a jar here of dried lemon balm. The problem is that if you plant it, it's going to grow. You can dig it up and throw it in the trash, and the next year it's going to grow there again. It's like the root system is so integrated in the ground. It just keeps growing and growing and taking over. It's like mint. You know what I mean? You plant it, and then the next thing you know, your whole fucking garden is mint.
Right.
So, but, you know, I can't get rid of it. So I just cut it all up and dry it out and use it. It's not too bad. It's decent.
That's kind of like the garlic patches at my yard. We were like, oh, we'll plant garlic here this year and then over there next year. Mm-hmm. And then so it's here and over there.
Right.
And then next year it's because you dig it up, you think you get all the garlic. And then the next year you're like, oh, look, there's like 20 garlic plants over there.
Right. You know. Right. You can't get rid of it. But, you know, those are actually good plants to grow because it's easy to grow. You know, mint. If you're ever bought a plant of mint, don't plant it near anything else that you're trying to grow. Find some part of the yard that's just whatever, grass, leaves, whatever, and just plant it there and let it spread out, and you'll have as much mint as you need in a year or two. I know that I've never come close to using all the mint that I grow. It just...
No mojito parties at your house?
I have them.
Oh, you do?
I drink mint julep. I have way more mint flavored stuff than I need, and it never use all of it. It just grows and takes over everything around it. So, it's the same thing. A lot of herbs are like that. Like oregano will take over. Thyme will take over everything. Rosemary, if you're not careful with those certain herbs, a lot of them I just plant in pots because it's not. It's not worthwhile.
Well, that's legal in New York, right?
Right, right. Also, somebody had mentioned in the comments, if you can't get access to coffee, cocaine is really good.
Really?
And you can take cocaine, right? So you take powdered cocaine.
And that can also be a pick-me-up.
Right. Yeah, it is a pick-me-up. Yeah, it's great for the morning. Get your day started with a little bit of cocaine. And you can take cocaine. And you mix it in with baking soda, put a little bit of water in there and boil it until it, is a crust, it's a crystal. You scrape it up. That is crack rock.
Oh,
so that's how you make crack. And then you can smoke crack, and crack has the benefit of being 10 times more addictive than regular cocaine.
Yeah.
So. If you're really wanting to make some life choices that are going to go downhill fast, start with crack.
Okay.
I would recommend heroin. That's got the same kind of life altering.
So you're saying poppy plants, and we can make tea, and everyone will feel better in the morning.
That's right. That's right. Because you won't sleep all night.
Kevin. That's an ugly road. We do not promote drug use on this podcast. We only talk about good, happy things.
Right, right. Good, healthy, smart, positive decisions. And I will say, if you
family-friendly decision.
Snort a little bit of cocaine, you will be having all sorts of positive ideas and decisions. And everybody you're talking to, you're going to be like, well, we're going to start a business together. And yeah. Then... that's never going to pan out, but I mean, it's,
especially when it turns to crack.
Yeah. Now things go downhill, but I will tell you this though, crackheads, if you're ever having like a problem, like you need to find something cheap, you need to get something, this or that, find a crackhead. They will go steal that shit right now and bring it right back to you for $10. New TV, find a crackhead. They will get one. They'll just go to the old folks home and just take the TV off the, out of the, the rec room, and bring it right back to your house.
Hand out some candy bars or something to distract them, and they're good to go, huh?
I one time was hanging out my front walk, and I was lived in an apartment complex, and I was kind of playing a guitar, but I couldn't get the tuning right. And there's a crackhead there.
Sure,
he's coming by. I said, I don't know where I could get one of these. I'm not, I don't have a lot of money, but I was looking for a guitar tuner. Dude was back in 2 hours, $5.
That's serious. That's a commitment, right?
They're working, dude. They're working for their money. And they will come through no matter what because they've got all that crack energy,
Crack energy. I wish you had that kind of staying power and, can-do attitude.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly, exactly. And I was thinking maybe I need to do that. Maybe I need to – if I need to focus, when it's legal, it's called Adderall. So, okay. You can find that tons of places. The government makes it. Government approves it. Pharmaceutical companies are making it and they're pumping it out all over the place. Go find some Adderall and you can make the same sort of terrible life decisions as if you were doing crack. Just
a delicate dance.
Just food for thought.
Food for thought. All right. So. Pretty much that's the excitement that you guys need to know about this week. I would say make sure you like, subscribe, leave comments. Questions and concerns, email us at preppingbadass@gmail.com. Show ideas, things you want to hear about, things you think Kevin should do to make his life better, maybe some recommendations on better life choices.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to send me some crack, you know, email us at preppingbadass@gmail.com. I'll give you my address. You can just ship it right out.
Ship it right out. UPS guy, it ends bad. So that's what I can offer you. With that, I would say stay safe, and we'll talk to you guys next week. Mm-hmm.